this discrimination, we have this sexism, we have this racism, and then but then when you see we are together, you know, the marginalized, the non-privileged, being with the privileged people, in one meeting everything goes well, and then later on it's all forgotten. So we always a challenge for us, asking us then why do we want to, how can we change this this society if you want it, you know, to have like a little bit of utopia? Why can't we then be equal? Why can't other you know, non-privileged feel like human beings? So why is it so it's not a matter of just talking, we need to see also action. So we are very happy that we are here, and okay, this will come even later, but we are always proud of our book that we managed to publish eventually with this 20 years of celebrating. And this book is very, very powerful because it took courage for the women to write their stories. It's a stories sharing why they fled, you know, their home countries, what they experienced on the way, what they expected when they arrived their destination place, and the kind of suffering they're still undergoing. It was written also by, you know, children and even non-refugee people who we've who followed our work. They've shared their challenges, so it's very, very touching, interesting book. Unfortunately, we managed just to come with three. Although, if you're interested to read, you can find them on our website. They go for €15, so you're welcome for that. So, for that, I'll leave it, and maybe Zwena wants to share something. Okay, maybe it will come in between as we talk. So we were not expecting to be in such a setup, but we are very grateful. It's very spacious because initially we had, you know, it's a workshop, and we are again interested to know. It could have been the question, like, to know why did you choose to come? I mean, there has to be a reason why you chose to come to this workshop or any other workshop, and we wanted to see how we can work at least in groups, because we have two questions, and yeah, to hear your ideas, because this is not just an input, but it's a workshop where we want to work together. So I don't know if it's okay with you. We have two questions that are of our interest, which we'll, of course, write down, but we need to know maybe if you agree that we can go into groups to discuss these two questions. Okay, perfect. Yeah, so we'll write them down, but just one is, what comes to your mind when you think of inclusive political structures? And then the other one is, what are the barriers that prevent people from equal participation? Yeah, the first one, although we'll write it down, but what comes to mind when you think of inclusive political structures? And then the second one, what are the barriers that prevent people from equal participation? Okay. Wow. So maybe we can divide ourselves into four groups, and we like idea of four groups, okay? From here, Okay, then easy way, I wanted just to say maybe 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, but maybe it will take a lot of time because we... So far we know we had, English speaking and German speaking and the rest French or? Okay, all right, then thank you for the idea. So we stick to the language that you have in common, and then, okay, four groups, we have very many. How many can we go to?
Three groups is okay.
Yeah, just maybe three, German, French, but
yeah. I didn't wait so much.
Yeah, but you don't have your papers.
Yes, of course. I can do
one. You can write one. The two questions.
Excuse me, the translation team just want to say that if there is the need, we can organize a whispered translation for some of the groups. Just raise your hand or come at the translation desk. Si besoin, on peut organiser de l'interprétation chuchotée pour les personnes qui en ont besoin. Okay.
Yeah, hello. I think our time now it's over. Now we can sit according to our groups. I think this is group 1, group 2, group 3, group 4. We have group 5. We have another group up there. They are in the corner. So I hope everybody have something they discuss with the group so we come back. And we see how we can go from there now. Thank you.
Yeah, I know probably you might have not have finished, but it's just a matter of time. And so we just have to restrict the discussion.
Oh, it can function.
It can function.
As in
like sad dog.
Very sensitive. I think that one is easy.
Watu ni kuvolunteer wao.
Anza tu nani alikuwa le speak lady wao kwa
group. Okay, we'll just do like this. Yeah, because probably all of you will want to talk or probably not. So it would be nice just one person to volunteer from each group to present to the rest, to the audience, starting with the first question. So who would like to start? Should I go on my left side or my right side or in the middle?
There was a group here, I think. First group was here.
Who would like to start?
Everybody shy? Maybe we can take a minute to decide who wants to talk. Again, two.
Yeah, 1 minute.
But what's wrong with it?
Our imagination was what makes the structure for us.
So then you
let off.
So we started with the second question, the barriers, because for us it was like just to understand what makes the groups or structures are inclusive. It leads us directly to the barriers. So we kind of make it like one question, big question. And we have 16 barriers. Can go quickly through it. The first and biggest barrier is the language or the lack of interpreters, translators. And the second one is the social networks. And also we have the personalities or the personal characters, which could be different from person to person. There are some people who cannot feel confidence to share or to talk in front of people, and this could also exclude them from the group or any political contribution. Then we have the mental situations. So we have in background that we are talking about refugees, women, who most of them could be traumatized and have other mental issues. And sometimes they themselves could not also be aware of their mental situation. And also it's difficult also sometimes for other people to notice or to understand what the other people are going through. And then we have othering in a sense of stereotyping that, or like some people who are already on the group, and then they look at the newcomers or other people as other. And it's always like kind of we and the other. And these others, they are supposed to be the refugees or any new member on the group. And then we have the financial barriers, which make it hard also for people to join or to participate in political actions, because some people, they have to work extra maybe or find a way to finance their personal needs. And it's also connected with the transportation and accessibility, which is also like, yeah, how people, some people cannot even afford to finance their personal needs, and then they have to worry extra for the transportations or whatever to join demonstrations or any political actions. And then for the mothers, the other problem is the lack of child care. So it could be also nice if you provide something like that on your groups or actions. Then we have sometimes like physical attendance could also be problematic for some people to come to attend. And for this, there is a suggestion, or there is already some people or some groups are taking or doing like kind of Zoom meetings or anything of a kind. And then the use of some complicated or academic terms or language. That also could be a huge barrier for the people to understand what the other people are discussing or talking about. And then we have the communications problem. Let's see. Then, and cultural background barriers. So we discussed like in some culture, people, they are already afraid to practice their rights to speak in public. Some people are already have bad experience with, I don't know, some kind of authorities that where there's a lack of freedom of speech. And in some cultures or other religious backgrounds where women are not allowed to speak loud or are not allowed to speak in public, or this kind of barriers. And then the lack of knowledge and information. This also could be for like the both sides that could be affected or facing this problem. Then we have the authoritarian behavior. And then for some people who are experienced, they think that they understand or they know better than the other people. And then they practice some kind of authoritarian behavior. Sometimes could be unconsciously, and this also the like looking at the people from above or like higher position, that I know more or I have been there for a long time, or sometimes I know what's the best for you, and this kind of behaviors. And then we have patronizations. It's almost also the same concept, but then in this area, like you put or you give people like patterns that they need something or they don't understand something or they don't know something or whatever. Yeah, that's it. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you so much for those informative points. I mean, before maybe we, Zwen and I also add something, maybe we'll just, no, first we can ask if anyone has a question to the group or maybe wants to add no, not to add, because actually you have your points to say. So maybe if someone has a question, we can proceed to the next volunteer. Yeah, you can.
Okay, so a lot of points have already been made, so we'll just do like a fast rundown. We did both questions at the same time, so yeah. First of all, it's open structures, meaning open internal structures where people can always join. Meetings, etc., should always be communicated outside of leftist white spaces. Meaning you go to the camps, you go to the lager, you go and speak to people directly, as well as language barriers, including academic language, spaces that you occupy and or where you meet, etc. So spaces should be accessible by foot, also during times where people are, or should, like, things should be held in spaces during times where people aren't working, maybe, and people have time to participate and come to these places. Then providing childcare and food was something we talked about, as well as maybe having informal gatherings, not only like meetings and stuff like that.
And then one point we talked about is like also the time that usually is needed in such meetings, that it's taking up a lot of time which not everyone can afford. So there's also something like a discussion around like how do we take decisions in consensus, decisions that take longer time, or how can we also find a certain type of efficiency in decision making. And then what we try to talk about is how to also put these inclusive setups into practice, because often it's also, if we try to be more inclusive, how does it then go into being a group that is more diverse, let's say. And we talked about like different issues that we had with this topic. We talked about that usually spaces that haven't been concipated as open, inclusive spaces from the beginning usually have problems to get more inclusive than later on. So actually in the first thought, all these issues should have been thought about and not then after trying to include others in the group. And then how to approach people. We talked exactly about, first of all, like this in informal gatherings, that it's not only always about clearly political spaces, because also the definition of what is a political space might differ from group to group, as we see just gatherings of migrant women and their talk and talking about their problems and their struggles, even if it looks just like having a coffee is political work, and this should be thought of. And if you want to be inclusive and include them into your group that won't work, you should actually go there and find in different ways of gatherings to find like common goals, common that you can tackle together. I think these are the most points that we had. Yeah. Thank you for listening.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I think we'll try to go at least a bit quickly and we not take so much time because we have only limited time. So I give the next group. Thank you so much. Who is ready next? Please. I see you give me a good smile. All back.
Yeah. And so most of the stuff that has, or most of the things that have been already said, we already had it, also had it, so I won't repeat everything, so we go faster. And also both questions merged in our discussion, so I will just tell our points. We also talked about language barriers, the barriers coming from different vocabulary that is used. Then one point was that depending on the states and the laws, sometimes the access to the lagers is possible or impossible. So also this can be a barrier, how to just get in contact with people in the lagers. We talked about like as an inclusive strategy to have a name and pronoun round. To have a name and pronoun round in the beginning, and also some kind of emotional check-in in the beginning of an assembly of a plenary. But also people have been saying that this can also be like excluding people who don't know these political codes or like feel weird about doing that in public. We talked about repression as a barrier that for people with certain legal statuses, it's hard to engage in political activism that could face repression, and that repression works differently depending on legal status of people. We talked about that there in the leftist spaces or like radical left spaces, we tend to do a lot of plenum and assembly, but there's a lack of social gatherings to get to know each other, and that for some people this would be really important to feel part of a group or part of a movement. We talked about the distance when people live outside the cities in lagers or other places, and it would take a lot of time to come to the city center or to other parts of the city to access assemblies or happenings. Then there was a point of homogeneous ideology that sometimes we tend to have a ideology that all of us share, and then we exclude people who don't have this ideology or don't follow it, or we think that they don't. Trauma inclusive behavior, this was said already. The lack of the focus on the everyday struggles of people. So we tend to see like political structures and we don't want to fight them, but then from some people it's important to fight, to struggle on the base of their everyday life and to face the problems they have there. The lack of cultural knowledge that you need to stand up for yourself. One group already said this, that some people don't know how to stand up for themselves and they have to learn it, and for others it seems to be natural or they already learned it. The social exclusion when people already know each other and stand in their friend circles, and then some new people arrive and they feel excluded because no one wants to talk to them. Time capacities also was said before. The problem that we are often not open to learn from each other, that we want to teach other people about how, about what we think is right, but we are not open to learn from other perspectives. Then something that was called patronization in the context of like racism, or people who experience racism, is also white saviorism, a big problem. And then we finished with the statement that one person said that if we want to include people, this is already failing because we should build something together instead.
Yeah, thank you so much. Yeah, I think time is against us, so when I think when somebody have said something, it's repeated. We should not repeat it so much, because we go to where it's not so much repeated, because time is against us. And I see people also are tired. People want to go to smoke a little bit and have some coffee. Yeah, so I think I'm going to give the mic to this side, because so much were this side, so I want to hear the voices from this side, beautiful people. So who is ready for me?
Okay, I try to write it very short. We were a white group, a very young group. I'm the oldest one, I think. I only want to make 2 points because a lot of the things we talked about had been said. We also talked about solidarity, for example, in concrete cases. For example, well, we had a struggle about 2 years of Sierra Leone people in Munich, and I think we learned a lot of them not making their struggle the struggle of our own. We had to join them doing solidarity work, and this, I think, is what he said, giving and taking, and in this point, not paternalization. And then we had another point, we didn't talk about that. Initiatives, for example, in fields of healthcare, because we can say to the state, do it, but they don't do it, and try to get into initiatives. And another initiative, it's only 2 examples, for example, the solidarity bus. You can't drive around, for example, in Germany, as groups of migrants or other groups, they don't have any money left. And so it's so important having structures like Solibus, which has to be, well, clapped and, well, perpetuated in some part. That's what we talked about, more like what we maybe can do on the fields of small and greater communities. Thanks.
Thank you so much. I hear you mention about Solibus. Solibus is also very, very important to us women in exile, because Solibus is the one who takes us to the trips outside Berlin. So we thank you so much for Solibus. Thanks you again. Yeah, anyone? And then we come to... I'll give you a mic. I just choose you. It's okay? Anybody else? Ah, thank you.
I will only say 3 points because many things have been said. So we were talking about doing effective solidarity work and the particular difficulties we might face in small villages when it's not a big city with many activist people or already existing structures, but when you have like maybe the local people who think they do charity, do you really want to work with them? And these kind of difficulties. We also speak about sometimes it happens spontaneously that there are people that are really good at building bridges, maybe because of language or multicultural background. They bring their friends and it's very beautiful and very valuable. Not to put too much load on them, because at some point they are very, very tired, maybe. And also... And yes, also we underlined sometimes some activists have some expectation of gratefulness, and it's very annoying.
Thank you so much. It's good somebody to speak herself, you know. That is, it's very, very nice. I like that part. So here, thank you.
Maybe only one point. We thought it's very important to build spaces for self-empowerment, and that also leads a bit to the question, or my personal question, how did you manage to found your group?
Thank you so much about the question. We found our group because all I think most of the things have been mentioned here, which we go under through as a refugees, and we go through it in the home, language barrier, racism, everything is mentioned. I think most of everybody, I'm very happy from myself, because I think they feel what we feel as refugees. So I found it very interesting, and I found myself, I'm in a place today because I feel somebody feel for me, which is very important. So because of discrimination, a language barrier, no coming to the city, you are saying you are supposed to be locked where you stay, you're not supposed to come to the city. So this one also, this is the why they sit down and we say, we form a group. And we formed this group, it was with men inside. We were with men inside this group, and then we sit down, we calculated that men, they don't suffer so much like us women. Women is the head. So we say that we will remain women and friends. Yeah, that's how we form it. It's a refugee women. And these struggles that we are still continuing with it, that we call the breaking the borders and building the bridges. And we're still on it. And even we are here, we are supposed to be so many today, but unfortunately, no. But thank you so much. I hope you I understand what you ask me. It's okay? Yeah.
Did you have like meetings and like where you from one lager and how like a bit little bit more concretely if possible?
It was not an easy thing to start it, especially when you are from outside, you are not a German. It's not an easy to make foundation is people's land. So it took us time to come, and people who also started it, they went to another's countries, like some of them are now in US, some of them are in Switzerland here. They went different. So they leave this logo and say that these women in exile and friends should not die. So this is still on us, but it takes us time. That's why we cannot do it by ourselves. That's why we have friends, non-refugees. That's where they are supporters. They are our networking, and because this about this racism, I just put it small particular, is where me as a refugee, I can go myself. When they see my color, they will not attend to me. But when I have you, they will attend to me so forth. So this is why we have these friends for us. Yeah, but it was not an easy journey. That's why we wrote the book, and we are having our stories inside. Yeah. I hope I'm clear now, yeah? It's okay?
Yeah, well, I just wanted to add to your question about the building of space. It's, of course, related to the points you've given us. And, you know, we are very diverse. And for us, it's something very great that, you know, regardless of your status, country of origin, skin color, age, sexuality, religion, doesn't matter. So the women, they, when we introduce ourselves and we come to get to know each other till the point that they come to our space, meeting other women, and they see, because, you know, some will be like, oh, maybe I'm wearing hijab, maybe I'm safe to be here. Oh, women, we are afraid in our country, we're not supposed to protest. I can do this without, you know, fear. So you can imagine those two decades of fighting and empowering one another. That's how we came to be strong. Yeah. So you continue with
that. Is there anyone who is left with something to say? You look tired. Thank you.
Just a small question. How do you collaborate with other political groups and anarchist groups and all this? How is your collaborations with them and how do you support each other?
Thank you. Yeah. We, with the political other groups, when somebody write for us email, like we put the email there on our website, we are the, we check how we can work with you. We don't just not just pick any group, because sometimes it's a matter of stress. Like somebody, we always say that audience seats, we always say our view is to take the points with you. You don't leave the points in the chair. This is our logo. So when with political other, we first see, okay, which work do you want to work with us? Which part are you going to help us? If we see it's not an helping part, or is for you or for us, we don't say. But collaboration with other groups in Berlin, we have so many groups, I cannot mention them all, that also we mark collaboration with them. Yeah, I wish you were here for our 20 years. You could see the how it was so full, and it was like a three days to four days. Yeah, it was 3 days, and it was so full, because I say about that collaboration, we have a lot of people who came from Sri Lanka, Pakistan, US. It was so full, and because that of the political and support, we support them. We cannot say everybody's bad. Some political, they support us. That's their support, our supporters. So we depend on them, and they depend on us. Are we together? Yeah. Anyone else? Yeah, thank you.
And also from our experience, you know, I think even somebody mentioned, you know, white saviorism. I know it's a fact, it exists. And so we're always careful with whom we network with. Yeah, we welcome solidarity because, of course, yeah, also without our supporters, we have our challenges are very tough. So we, yeah, when we talk about building bridges to break this border, so it will be also awkward or not trying to, will be, how do you call the word? Contradicting my, you know, ourselves. So, but my point is just that, you know, the women, the refugee women, you know, because they are in the asylum process, so it means, you know, the fear of being deported, so whereby legal action is taking place, and most have been reporting to us, you know, with the little money, even now, probably they don't even get anything for their daily food, so their fear of being deported, they have to look for lawyers, and you find there are some lawyers, not all lawyers, who are already they know their cases of the women are going nowhere, but they keep on, you know, taking the fee. So we are always happy that so far we have lawyers in solidarity who, you know, offer the legal counsel and, you know, for free. And the situation also in Lagos, it's creates kind a lot of things health-wise. So, and with the situation whereby also healthcare is a huge problem, like no access for the refugees. Yeah, you find we are grateful again that, you know, people who read our website or come to our gatherings and are supporting us. These are doctors also in solidarity, you know, they are therapists, and all sort of, you know, the specialists. So in a way, this kind of collaboration, we are very happy that we have such people in our group.
So you are based in Berlin, Germany. Do you know of some similar groups that do similar work in the Swiss context? In Switzerland?
I have my problem with one ear.
Do you know a group that does similar work as you in Switzerland?
Yes. Yes. Please. Yes. We know a group similar. That's why we are here. That's why we are here. We are invited. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, we are very happy. They're from Zurich, in our group. And this is what, a little bit with our network, we are expanding. So we've been international. And now this is our fifth time to be, twice now in Bern, but three times in Zurich. And in September, we'll be, four times. No, the fifth time will be in Zurich. So to answer your question, we have,
Thank you.
I just want to add something. My name is Nejla. I am from Kurdistan. And I live in Switzerland since 14 years. As a refugee woman, I had many difficulties. I had very beautiful friendships. I thank you to my friends to support me. But for me, the one of the things I struggle with, I am always the person who take, they gave me, they helped me, they gave me, they helped me, because I am refugee. Oh yes, my French is not mother tongue. My German is not mother tongue. I think my story and the stories of other migrant women are can help my friends to learn many things, to see their stories, because we are struggling. We have very developed capacity of resilience. Every day we are facing racism and different types of discrimination, and we know come over them, and the next day and continue our lives. And I think it's a big thing. So when I want in political groups or in daily life, my friends don't look me just a person who take from them. That I am also a person. They can learn from me. They can't take from me. I am like an ant, like other migrants' women. I can enter everywhere. I can't create the networks, the contacts. And I will be happy to share it like others. It's a question of vision for me, reflection that needs to be changed, because when there is a relation of givers and takers, it's also another kind of the relation of domination that must be change. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Najla. I think before Najla talks, there was somebody who raised her hand here. She left. Sorry, it's you.
My question feels like a really small question after what you have just said, but I still wanted to ask if on your website, is there more information on the network and the groups in Switzerland and all of this? Because I feel like we're more than 100 people in this room, and if everyone has the possibility to like look after children or cook food or drive someone to a group meeting or something in their hometown, that would change a lot, maybe. And like just like for connection and sharing information, like is there more information on different groups and different places on your website?
Our website, you will see all our works in our website, but there are some groups we are touched with and there are some groups no. Yeah, Doris? And like I said before, it depends which group, which people we deal with. Yeah, because sometimes we want friends, and sometimes the people, they came there, they say, I will do this for this group, I'll do this for group, and at the end of the day, you end up So we not say that we are choosing. We look how we work with people on the platform. Yeah. But with childcare, our supporters also, when we have this, our Saturday meetings, this is where these friends also come to help, because there are some women who come to the lagers with the kids. So, you know, when you have kid, you cannot attend to the meeting, as you can not hear. So they come, they help with the childcare, and also sometimes when they want to, we want to register for something like demonstration. We cannot register the demonstrations. They register for us registration. That's why we're working with these groups. And
And we have something that's called, it's called supporters list. Somebody who, it's like voluntary, if you want to help, you can just leave your email or your contacts, and then we place them. So anytime we have like events, so you can just check, and as you just mentioned, childcare or translation or transport, what fits you, then you just sign, and then we can see. Yeah. Who else? Question, or did we forget any group who wanted to share?
From these barriers from Group Ains, I just want to say something. The lady, she was this group, they were having these ones, 16 points. I want to just to say from this mental situation. Yeah, it's true. This is happening mostly for us refugee people, this mental situation. You came, you are fit. Okay, you have your stories from your home, your background. You have so many stories. But you think when you run here, you came like you are in a safe place. And you end up, you are not in a safe place. So sometimes maybe you go to see the doctor. He give you the medicament you think that is to cool you. So you are taking the medicament for sleeping. You can be sleeping like, I'm saying from my own experience. So you can be sleeping the whole day. You think it's cooling you up, but it's not cooling you up. It's making you tomorrow to mess. Because if you can sleep, you change your night today and day to night. That is another of mentality. So I can speak on behalf of my Women in Exile group. I become to be more strong, and I'm a strong woman. I can say I'm a strong woman because before I did not know my rights. I did not know I was so much squeezed in corner. When somebody talked to me, I will cry. Sometimes I guess racism in the supermarket. When I got for school, language is not Deutsch ist nicht meine Muttersprache. I have problem with this one. So I used to sit myself in isolation. So I found that I'm in Women in Exile, I found there are some friends who hold our hands. Until we are here, we can come to Zurich, we can talk. I found it strong. Because you are not sick, but you are saying that take this medicament, it's going to help you, and it's not helping you. You, when you are walking, you walk like you drink since 3 days ago, but it's just the medicament. So these things also, we are supposed to fight them. And how we fight these things? About solidarity. It's solidarity. I cannot fight it my own as a personally. I need you, you need me. This is the thing. So I'm really happy. From my express of my view, I see these people sitting and hearing. You take your time, you come here. It's not an easy thing. I really appreciate from bottom of my heart and for our group, Women in Exile, and also from our host. We are really, really happy. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Okay, I'm not saying bye. Just 1 minute. I was also fascinated with some of the challenges. For instance, tackled on, of course, different places have different lagers, and maybe the accessibility is different. And the question is always like, then what do you do about it? Do you give up? Because you'll be like, okay, I tried. I was denied. So when you give up, that's the way you cannot then interact again with, you know, the refugee or migrant. So the other part is, I like a group also mentioned, there are things that actually just need your energy, the informal gatherings. Like, there are things in summer, people can participate, the soli parties, I'm sure you have them. I mean, there are people who are introverts, maybe in a way they can like to socialize with you like that, and this will make, believe me, a refugee woman very happy. And the other one was saying that the local initiatives, they have difficulties because already the bigger ones, they have you know, they have access, they are more effective. Our recent bus tour was actually in the northern part of Germany. It was in you know, Rostock, Mecklenburg-Vorpommern, and we met really supporters who are, you know, like social workers, and they are, you know, non-migrants, non-refugees, and they were telling us these challenges. They are working with refugees, but they're not, the refugees are not complaining to us that they're not receiving this and this and this. So there's a way we had to sit together to hear both sides, and then they happened to, what we could understand, of course, there are people who are afraid to lose their privileges. So that's also another thing. So I think if you really want to help and you have your privilege, don't have fear to, you know, for the consequences. That's what I would just want to say. Yeah, and thank you so much for the turnout. And before we end, we'd like to hear your feedback. Maybe one, two, three people. What we can also improve, because we are also not perfect, and so that next time we can be better than today. Thank you.
Yeah, it's not a feedback, but it's a comment on your last point about how to reach people or refugees. Like, we do it in Osnabrück, we visit camps in a regular base, and we distribute flyers and invite people to come to our plenary, which is always in the same place. And then we offer food and then some support for single cases. And then we have our open plenary. And we do, like, also from almost 1 year now, like, we go to the foreigners' offices, like, every month. So we have, like, an information stand or point where, like, so we can reach people. And then also, like, in the camps, also, like we have a WhatsApp number and email address. So people always find it easy to come to us. And also, like, we help people with the transportation money. If anyone comes from far away or wherever. And also we have sleeping places for people who are facing deportation or if someone wants to stay. And also our regular parties every 2 months or something. Yeah, that's it. Thank you.
Welcome. Anybody with another feedback? Yeah, as we said before, yeah, this is our book. It's have our story. The women's stories are inside. We sell it as 15 euros. But it is in English for now, but we are working on the Dutch version, which will be out in September, because we are, many of us just write it in English, so we are translating into Dutch. So if you want to buy it, maybe you can buy it from English, but if you want to order, you can order it on online. When you see all our infos there, you can order it online also. And thank you so much once again. Yeah.